If you're confused about recent messages coming about the Islamic State, you're not alone. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We're looking today at whether or not ISIS is truly defeated and what that means for Christians. And then exciting things are happening for the gospel in Mexico via radio ministry. We'll give you the details in just a moment. But first, we want to start in the Middle East, where we're asking the question, is the Islamic State defeated? Well, the short answer is, it depends on who you ask. But many analysts are leaning toward no. Kurdish officials say the group is rising like a phoenix from the ashes. At the same time, Turkey's president claims there's no militant presence in Syria. In 2017, both Iraqi and Russian leaders claimed final victory over the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. Voice of the Martyrs USA's Todd Nettleton says it reminds him of the situation in Afghanistan.
One of the workers said, you know, the Taliban is still here. They took off their black turbans and some of them shaved their beards, but they're still living, you know, down the block. And I think that is somewhat what we see now in northern Iraq and Syria.
So where does that leave Christians? Those who fled for their lives but still want to go home someday face a tough reality.
Christians look and say, okay, well, much of the city is in ruins. There are still radical Sunnis there. There are Shias who are opposed to the church. What do we go back to? Obviously, we want there to be a church. We want there to be Christians who are living out their faith, but it is still a very challenging environment.
VOM is helping them survive day to day in the refugee camps.
You can give to support that work, but again, I would say start with prayer. Start with the most important thing you could do.
Next, there's approximately 275 tribal language groups on the island of Papua, Indonesia. Only five of them have a complete Bible translation. Several missions agencies and churches in Papua are accelerating Bible translations, but the process can still take several years, especially since many tribal groups are in remote and hard-to-reach areas of the island. Mission Aviation Fellowship partners with these mission organizations and churches, providing aviation services to meet the needs of Bible translators. MAF's Mike Brown says the people of Papua are hungry for God's word.
They can have access to maybe a neighboring tribe's scriptures, but I talked with one group that they've been reading the scriptures in another language that's similar, but just not the same. And they said, once we got the Bible in our own heart language, it came alive.
MAF recently flew 37 translation facilitators to train Sawi speakers for an Old Testament translation project.
These 30 plus facilitators are joined then by 200 plus pastors, teachers, church members of the local Sawi church. There's about 15 churches that came over to help with this translation. And so it's exciting to walk into the building and see 200 Sawi speaking folks excited about translating the Old Testament in their language.
So continue to pray for Bible translation work in Papua. And when you think of Transworld Radio, you figure they're everywhere, in every language, preaching the gospel, right? Well, that's why it's surprising to learn that they've been looking for ways to expand in Mexico. TWR's Steve Shantz tells us,
we don't have radio stations in Mexico that are TWRs, and we haven't really been able to partner up until now with radio stations in Mexico because there just hasn't been many that are in that position to do so. So we've only had one radio program on one radio station in Mexico City as our entire ministry in Mexico.
That all changed this month with a new partnership with Radio Encounter Mexico.
They work with communities, with associations of people, and help them make the application to the Telecommunications Authority to have a community radio station. Once that concession is granted, then they help them with the process of getting the radio station built and established, and then they help them with training how to do radio and then content.
A couple of stations already have their licenses. Excitement is building as God moves.
Pray that this partnership with Transworld Radio and Radio Encounter International is going to result in many more people hearing the gospel, many more people finding Christ, and having a true meaning in life.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.